We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I want to remind folks, republicofcanada.ca, murderbydecree.com, you can see a lot of my books there, and write to us, republicofcanada@gmail.com. We're going to carry this on again, I hope. We're going to have more, as we've had in previous shows, more of the local organizers on the ground talking about their experiences. But leaving you with this one thought, that it's a big step. It's not for everyone. You've got to know yourself and know your enemy. That's how we began the show. Know that your enemy, you're part of it. You're part of that enemy. You're part of the thing we're fighting. We have to find that inner break. And usually it happens through our own grief and suffering of the loss. One of our organizers told me the other day, her own daughter won't speak to her anymore because her own daughter's wearing this muzzle. Our own families are coming apart because of the civil war going on within and without. And yet we seize that opportunity and realize, I said to her, you have another family. You have a higher family and higher purpose. And it's only through your pain and loss that you're going to come to that fact. And we'll stand there with you, but it's something you've got to do your own. As they say, you got to walk that lonely highway. Nobody can do it for you. You got to do it by yourself. But the prize at the end of that highway is real liberty, inner and outer. And that's what we're committed to in the show. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And we'll be back, as always, here. Final song, it's called The Minstrel Boy. It's actually one of my favorite songs. It's from Ireland, just like the first one was. And it's that song of the minstrel boy who would rather die and destroy his harp rather than let it be used by the forces of slavery. I guess that's the choice we all have. And I should mention that what book I was quoting out of is called Unbroken, My Life as a Truth Teller. It's the recent, my most recent book you can get on Amazon. But don't worry that it's on Amazon, folks. Yeah, it's a corporation, but it's coming down. This whole sick system is coming down. Now the question is not bringing it down because it's bringing itself down. The question is, what are we going to do to replace it with inside and outside? That's our purpose, our mission. I thank you, brothers and sisters. Stay strong, stay clear. We'll win.
Welcome to this Intuitive Public Radio program of 25th November 2021. I am your regular host, Mac, Max, Mo, Megan Elizabeth Morris, and we are reporting this morning from Kevin Annett's November 21st broadcast. In the last few minutes, Kevin invoked an old Irish song called The Minstrel Boy, a great heart-strengthening song. And although we don't know what track Kevin played on the live broadcast, we've got our own version here at Intuitive Public Media headquarters. This 2011 recording is a medley arranged by Marge Adler and sung by one of my prior incarnations, Megan Elizabeth Morris. Follow more of Marge's work at musicbyadler.com and make sure to visit Kevin at murderbydecree.com and republicofcanada.ca. That's K-A-N-A-T-A. Thank you for listening.